Proclamation number 8846, dated the August 27th, 1964. The working of the spirit exceeds a scholar's knowledge. Anyone who truthfully wants to serve me must also endorse the truth to his fellow human beings, for he receives it through the voice of the spirit. This is a privilege he cannot value enough, since he is thereby in possession of the pure truth which no one can take away from him. And to know the truth means to be so illuminated that the darkness is unable to harm him. What could be more pleasing on earth than to partake in the light, to be illuminated by the light of mercy which bestows brightest realization upon a person? And it is his task to share this with fellow human beings, to kindle a bright light in them as well, and also to dispel the darkness they are burdened with. Yet you will also encounter resistance all over the place, for only those people who request the truth from me themselves are willing to accept it, whom I can therefore approach and speak to through you. And I know their hearts, I know that they yearn for the truth, and come to meet all those who will not reject you. Nevertheless, only a few will possess the full truth, for spiritual arrogance is far too obvious in the world. The kind of education that you experience will only rarely find credence. Instead, people think that they will only discover the mysteries through study, and thus they will be granted more credence. And the problem all over the world consists of the fact that only those who have far less knowledge than you feel called to educate their fellow human beings, because they don't draw their knowledge from the source. The purest form of truth can only come forth from me myself. And neither have I ever required the study of spiritual issues. Everything concerning your spiritual life comes under my jurisdiction, and I distribute the pure truth to those who appeal to me myself and their desire to receive it, and they will be taught correctly and their knowledge will far surpass that of a scholar. However, if I instruct the bearer of truth to use his spiritual knowledge and educate his fellow human beings, then I will also make sure that you will meet those you are intended to instruct, and you will find willing listeners in them. Consequently, your mission is of greatest importance, and you must not allow yourselves to be held back by those who are unappointed, because I consider those unappointed who do not believe in your task, who oppose such obvious proof of my working with their unbelief, but who assume a teaching task for themselves which they are not entitled to as long as they have not received the truth from me myself, which always necessitates a life of love. Only then will they also become enlightened, but in that case they will no longer oppose you, they will only ever find additional information which clarifies their knowledge and will accept what you offer to them. For then they will recognize the divine origin and be delighted with an explanation where they hitherto are still unable to see clearly, and they will be grateful that they, too, can refresh themselves at the source of the truth, that they, too, may draw from the living water, and that this source has opened itself for them. Amen.